The advances of the civil rights period led to a big improvement in black health, which by the mid-70s had levelled off. Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act, which followed the example of Medicaid in trying to improve the health care of all poor Americans, can be viewed as the third major effort to correct the disparity. The 20 million Americans who received health insurance under the Act were likeliest to be black or Latino. Yet the fury this elicited among some whites, fueled by a vague feeling that their tax dollars were being squandered on the undeserving, helped get Donald Trump elected. Having failed to repeal the Act as he had promised to, the president has since sought to shrink it through technical changes. Some dare hope the pandemic may lead to a fourth push to close the gap. I'm always optimistic, especially when there are trillions of dollars circulating, said Muriel Bowser, Washington's mayor. African Americans' electoral heft might help. Even Mr. Trump has been courting their votes. Joe Biden's health care plan was aimed at blacks even before the pandemic struck. COVID-19 has also made clear that such an intervention should not be considered ideological. Perhaps government action is not the best way to raise blacks economically, as conservatives argue, but their poor health cannot be improved otherwise. The virus afflicts the industrious and work-shy alike, a point made by Mr. Trump's trim African-American Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, when he acknowledged his own asthma, high blood pressure and heart disease. Indeed, the most industrious blacks, such as Bettina's son labouring in harm's way at Costco, are likeliest to expose themselves and succumb to the virus. Poor black health is a disincentive to work that work alone cannot fix. It only remains to be seen, to revert to Du Bois's difficult problem, whether a majority of Americans can be mobilized behind the issue. That must surely be possible after the vulnerability of millions has been so cruelly exposed. If not now, indeed, when?